because she is one of the sponsors of the bill. Welcome, Judy.
Thank you, Carol, and thank you so much for many years ago.
Walkathon
in Dana Point, California.
I loved that. You know, with the name of the group.
Animal Rescue Foundation. I was a board member at the time.
Yes, and you know what? I got in so much trouble because I asked Sheriff, was it Sheriff Baca, if he liked my tush.
That was many years ago, but thank you, and thank you for being an animal lover. And
Andrew and I really enjoyed the events that Andrew and I did when we were at KFI. That was the one event that we really, really enjoyed doing because there was such a great vibe and such a great group of people, and it was really something that we truly enjoyed. And I met people that I still know, people from like the Aussie Mobile Petmobile, the Aussie Pet Groomers. It was just a great event. For those of you that don't know what we're talking about, Andrew and I would MC an event in Laguna, and it was for the Animal Rescue Society, which was a no-kill shelter, which we think is the most important thing in the world, is not to kill these animals once they're in the shelter. And so we would always lend our support to the event every year, the walkathon, and it was just a great event. And so, Judy, you co-sponsored the bill?
I am, and you know, it's funny that you go back to my roots there in animal rescue. I started doing animal rescue about 1995. I mean, mm-hmm. My first cat was a rescue back in, I don't even know, 1980-something. But in the 90s, I started doing rescue, and the one thing that was glaring was that, you know, we needed spay and neuter, that there was just too many animals being born, not enough homes, the shelters were always overflowing, and the rescues were overflowing, the fosters were overflowing. Right now, every friend of mine has bottle baby kittens that they're feeding because they just...
My friend David Etheridge just got a baby last night. It's 8 weeks old. When it's 12 weeks old, it will go back to the Seal Beach Animal Shelter where it will... it's a no-kill animal shelter. And so he's fostering it until it's 12 weeks old, and then it goes back to the animal shelter for adoption.
So through the years, you know, I did a lot of rescue. I worked on the Katrina rescue. I worked on a rescue of a woman who supposedly was a feral cat sanctuary that just turned out to be a hoarder. And so, you know, I have all this firsthand experience, and in my mind has always been, we need a spay and neuter law. We need a spay and neuter. People just don't do it on their own. You know, ARF was doing education in the schools and Dana Point and all over, and you know, I heard your comments before, and I know you're an animal guy, so I'm not here to criticize you at all, but education has not been working in our state.
Well, then Judy, tell me, and by the way, thank you for reminding me it was ARF. That's how I remembered it, was ARF, A-R-F,
yes.
Animal Rescue Foundation. Tell me how this is going to, because I maintain, now you're in Laguna,
yes.
And so you know the area, and you know, like in Santa Ana, Long Beach, I know I'm saying places that you in the northern California don't know of, but these are very urban and somewhat very poor areas.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to get those people to adhere to the law?
Well, let me tell you, the law is a tool for animal control. And one of the ladies before that I caught on your show said, you know, about getting the word out there and raising the visibility and awareness just by having a law, such as, you know, buckling up in your car. So the first thing that you do have when you have a law is you have voluntary compliance. And if we have people who know that when you get in your car, you're just supposed to buckle up, and they do without thinking about it, I'm one of them, you know, and they get an animal and they spay and neuter because it's the law, you know, we're going to be so much better off than when we're at today. And sure, that could be a small percentage, but it's better than nothing. Then you've got number two.
Yeah, but don't you also buckle up because you're afraid of getting fined by the police?
Well, yeah, and you could, and hopefully you spay and neuter because you don't want to get fined as well. But let me walk through the different ways of enforcement, and then we can talk more about them. But the second one is when the animal control officers go out on their normal calls, and that could be, you know, an animal at large.
You know what, Judy, can you, Judy, give me a moment. As you know, it's commercial radio.
Oh, sorry.
So give me just a second. We'll continue with this, 8080810. I am Carl. It's KGL News Talk 810.